Sliders have been here since 2008, but the new owners, the Martin family out of Minnesota, took over just 2 months before last season. So last season was kind of a rush to get things done, and it still ended up being a very successful season. But this is the first full year we've been able to sit and plan some great activities, get more involved in the community, create some more programs that benefit the community and the ballpark and the ball team. And of course, give Pete a chance to recruit for a full year and bring in some great quality baseball players.
And Pete, let me ask you, because this is your second full season as the field manager for the team. For people that don't quite understand how the team is populated, what type of players we're talking about, give some explanation to that.
Yes, pretty much the team is made up of college players, Division I, Division II, NAIA. What happens is I get calls, emails from coaches all across the country sort of selling their players to me. My job is to find their stats, find information on them on my site. My questions to the coaches is I'm looking for character guys and committed guys and responsible guys that can come in. And obviously the bottom line is play the game at a high level and compete and help us compete for championships. So I do my homework by looking at their stats, by looking at numbers. As you well know, baseball is a numbers game. And so my job is once I talk to their coach and they sell me on the player, my job is to go out and find information and cross-check them and see what kind of player we have. And if I'm satisfied with a guy that I think can help us and put up quality numbers, then, you know, I go ahead and make a phone call to the coach and say, okay, yay or nay. And then we go ahead and send him a contract, and the player signs a contract, the league approves it, and then he becomes our property for the upcoming summer season. So it's a very tedious, but it's something that's important. You just don't want to go on anybody's recommendation, because sometimes as you oversell a player, it turns out he doesn't have the numbers to compete at this level. So, and that's the problem with recruiting, is sometimes you just never know what type of player. You can look at numbers and everything, but at the bottom line is, can they compete at this level? So you do all your homework as much as you can and feel comfortable about the player that you get.
Now, P, let me also ask, because you'd mentioned to me, this is your third season with the team. You were an assistant coach for the first season, now field manager for this will be your second. But you're also here in Springfield year-round because you do some teaching for District 186. So I guess you'd be a good person to ask if Springfield is a good baseball town.
Yeah, and you know what? Surprisingly to me, it is. Being from California, I was born and raised in California, and I come from California, and the last 4 years I've been coaching in Colorado. So I know a little bit about baseball in other parts of the country. And I came here, obviously when you come from California, it's a hotbed for baseball out there, and you can never compare baseball in California to anywhere. Surprisingly to me, this is a good town. It's a good part of the country where you can get quality players. There are quality players here that can match up with the California kids and compete with them. So I was very surprised when I first got here to realize that there was plenty of talent to compete, that you can take teams from here and players from here and compete in California. So no, it's something that opened my eyes up and said, yeah, okay, I can go out and get players from this area and not have to rely on my contacts that I have in California to bring in players. But it never hurts to bring in a California or Arizona, the warm weather kids in here.
Now, Bill, your job is to somewhat sell the Springfield Sliders to the community. You're out and about. This is a town that has had a rich baseball history with AAA, AA teams affiliated with major league clubs. This is not what we're talking about with the Springfield Sliders. Do you find that people are accepting of this team and excited about this franchise being in Springfield, or is there something where people say it's not what it used to be?
No, I think we're finding that people are extremely excited about the Sliders. It's a different experience, definitely. But you're still looking at the future of baseball right here. We have some fantastic people that become host families for us, where they actually host a player, let the player stay in their house during the season, and become their family away from home. And to think that you literally could be sitting there hosting a player that could be a major league star someday is exciting in itself. And these are great kids that come in. They're looking to try to further themselves in a baseball career. And the nice thing about having college players in this type of program is we can do so many more community events with them. this is their first chance to see what it would be like in a minor league setting. And that's what we do. We run a program similar to a minor league setting. We do tons of community events. We get the players out to different areas, schools, hospitals, and the players are just great, and they really want to be out there, doing these events and getting to be a benefit for the community also. And we've seen the community take this and take the sliders under their wing, and we can tell by when we go to the schools. We go to a lot of the schools with our mascot Speedy. I think Speedy could run for mayor here in Springfield tomorrow and win. He's loved by all. So we are really happy with the way the community has adopted the sliders.
We can't really talk baseball in Springfield without discussing the stadium, Robin Roberts Stadium, which is by Lanphier High School. And as great as Robin Roberts was, the stadium does get maligned a little bit. That being said, some of the stadiums now, in fact, I'm not sure you can build a stadium for less than maybe $20, $30 million. Springfield has made a decision a long time ago that they're not going to commit that type of money, at least at this point. Has that made it a tougher sell?
Robin Roberts Stadium is still a great facility. I played there as a high school player. Ball player, and you walk on that field still and you get an awe. I mean, it's legendary because it's one of very few baseball fields that are still a turtleback baseball field. And if you don't know what a turtleback baseball field is, it's where the infield is actually raised higher than the outfield. And you will see that out at Robin Roberts where it dips down. It really causes a great advantage for a home team that plays on that. But they were very popular back in the day, even in the major leagues, and you don't see that anymore. We have a capacity of just under 6,000. It's not just bleacher seating. We have a lot of chair seating there, and it's still a great facility. Does it match up to the minor leagues? Unfortunately, no. These days, if you look at even from single A, most of the minor leagues have gone to major metropolitans. They have state-of-the-art facilities, everything from their medical and training facilities to their media facilities with big jumbotron boards and messaging boards, and that's where you get into the $20 to $40 million stadiums, and that's what minor leagues are looking for these days. We know Springfield is not that big of a metropolitan when we look at where a lot of the minor leagues are playing now. And unfortunately, some great baseball areas like Springfield have lost the minor leagues out of there because of that. Danville has a great history, and Danville is in our league. Again, legendary stadium. So that's the neat thing about these college summer leagues, like the Prospect League. We have 11 teams from West Virginia to Missouri, to Hannibal, Missouri. And they're in these fantastic baseball communities that still support baseball. And we give the community a great baseball product. We give them affordable family fun entertainment. To come out to our stadium for a family of four, we have packages that will cost you at $30. You try to take the family of four up to Chicago Cub game, you're going to pay $300 for the day. So it's great, affordable family fun, and you're getting a great baseball product at the same time.
And we'll talk more about some of the events coming up throughout the season. Of course, tonight is opening night, and we are talking about the Springfield Sliders. Bill Hill, the Director of Community Relations for the club, and Pete Romero, the field manager, are here with us today. Pete, let me ask you, is it difficult to, when you try to attract the kids, are they excited about coming to Springfield, playing in this league? Does this league have a pretty good reputation?
Oh, you know what? Absolutely, it does. And I get emails all the time and phone calls about the quality of play that we have here in the Prospect League. It's probably the fourth top league, summer league during the season. The Northwoods League, the Cape Cod League are big, the Alaska League are the big ones, and maybe the California League. But after, and those garner the top Division I players and draftable guys and big time players that go to those summer leagues. But our division, the competition is just tremendous. Players come here, and I mean, most of these players are looking to sign professional contracts. That's their goal, is to sign that pro contract, or their JUCO kids to sign that Division I contract. there is no better experience than to come out and play 60 games in 70 days and understand how to take care of your body and how to what you need to do to make yourself better. This is these leagues, and that's the difference between our league and the Northwoods League. Those leagues, it's no different than a minor league game. And even on the field, the activities that they have in between innings, you get the minor league feel. So people have heard about the Prospect League. They know the quality that it is, and they know that it's a prelude to professional baseball. And they want to send their players somewhere where they could be challenged, not only on the field, but that comes with everything else, the community side of it, the relations part of the media side of things. So, no, it has become a pretty, pretty high-class league. And like Bill said, it stretches. You know, we have 11 teams now. We're going to add one more team next year for sure, possibly two more. And the travel, it's no different than minor league baseball. And that's what attracts kids, is the fact that they get to feel the opportunity to be a professional at a lower level.
And Bill, before we get into some of the events that are going to be coming up, I guess I have to ask you, because it seems like we hear this about every few years or so, that a baseball team, and we've seen this come and go in Springfield, you know, that maybe the Sliders would look to move somewhere else. Are they committed to this town at this point?
They are committed. We actually just signed a 5-year extension lease to play here at Robin Roberts Stadium. We're committed to this community. We just started programs this year where we're doing many fundraisers for especially the youth organizations, so that we can offer them a chance to not only promote their associations out of the ballpark, but also raise money for them. You know, a couple of our promotions that we'll be talking about are actually fundraisers for very important community events here, or community organizations, charitable organizations. So we are truly committed to the community of Springfield. And I think that's important. If we can't expect the community to be committed to us if we're not going to be committed to them.
Why don't you talk about some of what you have coming up this season?
A couple of the events that we have coming up this season that are really important to us is on July 14th, we actually have a Faith and Family Night. This is an event to where we're going to invite much of the faith-based community out and families out to the ballpark that day for a special night. We'll be doing a pregame concert on our party deck. And then afterwards, we actually have an Emmy Award winner entertainer coming in. Actually, he was voted Family Entertainer of the Year twice, Taylor Mason. He's a comedian, ventriloquist, and musician. And if anybody wants to look him up on YouTube, he's just fantastic. And he's going to be doing a post-game concert for us. And that is actually a fundraiser for one of our local Christian radio stations here in Springfield, WLUJ, who is a non-for-profit radio station, you know, Christian radio station. So that's a fundraiser for them to keep them operating. We have events like June 7th is our Knights Action Park night, where Knights Action Park is going to be giving every child under 12 a free pass to Knights Action Park, which is a great giveaway. That's just a fantastic giveaway. Then I think one of our main events that we really want the community to come out and support is our military night. That's July 11th. We actually have an exhibition game set up with the military all-stars. So we actually have all-stars from all the different branches from the military. This is going to be sponsored by the U.S. Army. Come in. So anyway, one of the military all-stars is a local Springfield area boy by the name of Blake Helm, but we might not get to see him because we've heard that he's been negotiating a professional contract. So that's real exciting there, that if we can at least say that we have another Springfield area baseball player heading off to the professional level. We do have a ton of events to where you get to win some prizes this year. Every Tuesday night is what we call your out of here night, sponsored by the Springfield Airport Authority. That a lucky fan Tuesday nights will be picked to win a 2-round trip tickets to Fort Myers, Florida. And that's exciting to think that you can come to the ballpark and walk away with a vacation down to Florida. So there's a lot of great giveaways this year, and you can find more information out at our website at springfieldsliders.com. I mentioned that we're doing a lot of fundraisers this year, a lot of organizations. So if you're interested, if you have a youth organization or a charity organization, give us a call, and we'd love to work with you on possibly doing a fundraiser and bring you out to the ballpark.
All right, and tonight is opening night at Robin Roberts Stadium. The Springfield Sliders taking on Hannibal, and there is fireworks after the game tonight as well. Bill Hill, the Director of Community Relations, and Pete Romero, Field Manager for the Springfield Sliders, thanks to both of you for stopping by.
It was
a pleasure. Thank you for having us, Sean. Appreciate it.